Amen. Thank you for that good song, Miss Beth. Proverbs chapter number 8 in your Bibles is where we'll be. And right after church, we'll have those tracks available in the track racks. Pastor Cameron will also be in the back and can help you get more. But if you'd help us get those out, we'd greatly, greatly appreciate it. Proverbs chapter number 8, it's my personal goal to preach shorter than Pastor Cameron did last week, all right? And I told him, I said, I'm going to win him back over right here with the shortest message of the year, all right? And so y'all listen fast. I'm going to preach fast out of Proverbs chapter number 8. No, really, I know we've had a lot of updates with the missionaries and everything, so I won't, I'll be respectful of your time tonight. Proverbs chapter number 8, verse number 1, I'll just read the first verse and then we'll preach through these verses as we go through the points. Notice verse number 1, the Bible says, "Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice?" Tonight, we'll continue our series in the book of Proverbs, pillar principles from the book of Proverbs, and tonight in chapter number 8, we'll look at this, wisdom is worth it. Wisdom is worth it. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for the truth of your word. God, I thank you for, Lord, your book, that it is a holy, perfect book that we can look to, Lord, for all of our questions of life. And I'm thankful tonight as we'll dive into chapter number 8, Lord, I pray that the message would be a help and an encouragement to your people tonight. Lord, I pray that you'd fill both speaker and listener, Lord, with your touch. Lord, I need your help to preach your word, Lord. And God, I pray that the Spirit of God would have free reign and free course to move and deal with hearts as He sees fit. And God, I pray that God, He'd help us all, Lord, to learn to ask you for wisdom. It is worth it in our life. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As we continue our series here in the book of Proverbs and we come to chapter number 8, wisdom seems to be doing the speaking in this chapter. I don't see necessarily that it is Solomon or some of the other writers of the book of Proverbs doing the speaking. It really seems as if you were to read chapter 8 and even chapter number 9, that wisdom is doing the speaking. The words that we will read is coming from the voice of wisdom. It's a plea, it's a push for all of us to seek wisdom in our life. Wisdom is simply the right exercise of knowledge, and God desires for each and every one of us to have His wisdom. The Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and it abradeth it not, and it shall be given him. And just about every single chapter that we've studied thus far in the book of Proverbs, you see this plea, this beg for us to ask God for wisdom. It's vitally important in each and every one of our lives to have God's wisdom. You can ask me for advice and I can give you some advice. You can ask my opinion and I'm happy to give my opinion on certain things. You can ask counsel from folks and folks can give plenty of counsel, even sometimes the unsought counsel they'll be willing to give you. But God is the one that gives us the wisdom that we need in this life. It would do us well to understand that wisdom is worth asking for. I'm thankful for our daily text groups that Brother Heston put together, and a lot of our men are involved in those. And this morning in his devotion that he sent was very long, went along kind of with my message. And I want to say, man, did you see my notes earlier? But he put on there that we should be asking for wisdom every single day of our life. Have we asked God for wisdom today? And sometimes we find ourselves asking for wisdom when we need something from God or we have a decision to make, but something we need to ask God for wisdom every single day of our life. We're all making decisions each and every day. Some bigger decisions that will literally change our small day-to-day activity decisions that we seek God's wisdom about. And so wisdom is worth it. Let me give you several thoughts tonight. First of all, notice the plea of wisdom. The plea of wisdom. The Bible says here in verse number 1, it says, "Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way in the places of the path. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth and right to them that find knowledge. As we read these verses, wisdom is crying out. She's crying out for children of God to understand the importance of obtaining wisdom in their life. Wisdom is, if you will, the secret sauce to living a life that is pleasing to the Lord. It helps us to make the right decision. It helps us to live the Christian life that the Lord desires for us to live. I need wisdom in my life. I need understanding. I need wisdom from God in my life. And I should ask Him for it every day. In this verse, you can see, doth wisdom cry? Doth wisdom cry out and understanding put forth her voice? I'm afraid sometimes wisdom is crying out more than we're crying out for wisdom. God desires to give it to us. He desires to help us make those decisions in our life, but we fail to go to Him on a regular basis and ask Him for His wisdom. So we see the plea of wisdom, but notice the price of wisdom. In verse number 10, the Bible says, receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. You see that? Rubies, gold, silver. The price tag for wisdom seems pretty high. It's unique. Rubies, silver, gold. Something really, to be honest with you, most of us in our lifetime won't acquire the rubies of this world. We won't acquire the gold of this world. We won't acquire the silver of this world. And so it seems as if wisdom is so far-fetched that we'll never get any of it, right? The Bible says it's better than knowledge, better than rubies. It's better than silver. It's better than gold. Don't ask for those things. Rather, seek after wisdom. And although it seems like it's something we'll never get because the price tag is so high, what does God say in James 1:5? If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and abradeth it not, and it shall be given him. The key words there are giveth and given. God desires to give us His wisdom. Although it has a high price tag, although it is greatly to be desired, although it is better than rubies and gold and silver, it's something we can still have because God has an overabundance of it that He desires to give to His children. We've got to ask for it. It's a valuable thing. Listen, we don't have to wander through life without God's wisdom. It's valuable, yet anyone can have it. And so we see the price for wisdom. We see the plea for wisdom. But notice the power of wisdom. In verse number 12, the Bible says this, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. You see there in verse number 12 where it says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. Prudence, what does that mean? Prudence means wisdom applied to practice. And so what does that mean? That means that there is a way that children of God that have wisdom in their life should live their life, should practice their life. It goes on to say that the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. That's not a fear of, oh, I'm a scared of God, although there should be a righteous fear for the Lord. But the fear of the Lord, it defines it for us. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride, arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. Because I have wisdom in my life, it causes me to live a certain way. Why? Because I become wise. And that's important. We need to develop the same hatred that God has for evil, for pride, for arrogance, for the evil way, for the froward mouth. And then notice here, I want you to see this in verse number 14. I'm not big on doing this, and I'm not changing the Bible, but if you'll allow me to insert wisdom instead of these personal pronouns. Look at verse number 14. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. Wisdom, I am understanding, I have strength. By wisdom, kings reign, and princes decree justice. By wisdom, princes rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love wisdom, and love, and those that seek wisdom early shall find me. Riches and honor are with wisdom, yea, durable riches and righteousness. Wisdom's fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and wisdom's revenue than choice silver. Wisdom led in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that wisdom may cause those that love wisdom to inherit substance, and wisdom will fill their treasures. Are you seeing it? What happens? This is the results of someone getting wisdom in their life. All of these good things happen when we have wisdom. Let's continue on. If I can continue to do this without messing things up. The Lord possessed wisdom in the beginning of His way, before His works of old. Wisdom was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, wisdom was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was wisdom brought forth. While as yet He had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world, when He prepared the heavens, wisdom was there. When He set a compass upon the face of the depth, when He established the clouds above, when He strengthened the fountains of the deep, when He gave to the sea His decree that the water should not pass His commandment, when He appointed the foundations of the earth, then wisdom was by Him, as one brought up with Him, and wisdom was daily His delight, rejoicing always. Boy, that's pretty neat, ain't it? Wisdom. Wisdom. The power of having wisdom. It gives us a biography or an example of when the Lord was creating the heavens and the earth. He was practicing wisdom. We need God's wisdom in our life, the power of wisdom. It causes us to apply wisdom in the right way in our life. Let me give you the last thought tonight. We see the power of wisdom, the price of wisdom, and the plea of wisdom. But notice the peace from wisdom. The peace from wisdom. Look at verse number 31. Verse number 32. The Bible says, "Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me," talking about wisdom, "watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me, wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me, love death." In the remaining verses, there's a final plea for wisdom. There's great peace. Notice verse number 34 again. The Bible says, "Blessed is the man that heareth me, and watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my door. For whoso findeth wisdom findeth life, and he shall obtain favor of the Lord." Listen, I need the favor of the Lord in my life. I need God to bless me. I need God's hand of blessing upon me. I can't live without it. I can't preach without it. I can't be your pastor without it. I've got to have the favor of the Lord upon my life. Every Tuesday, really Monday evenings, a lot of times I'll send the deacons and the trustees, I'll send them a report of different things from the last weekend, our attendance and different things, the offer report and so on and so forth. And in the last phrase of that email, I ask those men, "I appreciate your prayers for me and my family," because I've got to have them. I must have their prayers, and I need God's hand upon my life. I cannot serve God at my full potential without His power and without His wisdom in my life. Gotta have it. Gotta have it to be the right preacher. Gotta have it to be the right daddy. Gotta have it to be the right husband and the right worker, the right pastor for you, the right soul winner, the right bus worker. I've got to have God's wisdom in my life. And the Bible says that I'm blessed if I have it and I just sit at the gate, I sit at the doorpost, I wait and I beg God for His wisdom. And if I do, I obtain favor of the Lord. But notice the last warning of verse number 36. "But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death." We ought to look at wisdom as what it is, that it's worth it. God says that there's a high price tag. It's better than rubies. It's better than silver. It's better than choice gold. You need my wisdom. And so I just ask you tonight, church, very simple. Have you asked God for wisdom today? That question was posed to me at 6:30 this morning. Have you asked God for wisdom today? Have you? You probably had to make some decisions today. I had to go to the DMV today. I mean, that's it. Lord, do I do that or do I not? Whew, that's a bad day if you got to go to the DMV. We make decisions every day of our life, don't we? Some big, some small, but in all of them, we need God's wisdom. It's worth it. You ought to ask God for it every single day that you live. Wisdom is worth it. Let's bow our heads and our hearts, and we'll have a moment of invitation tonight.